Hey, you know, next month is our 2-year anniversary. And you know what I was thinking? Johnny Acid. Let's go old school.
You're going to take me out to dinner for our anniversary?
No, not our anniversary. Johnny Acid. Okay. Don't put me in that category.
Bring the Fifi.
Yeah. No, our anniversary is next month, and I thought, let's go old school. And what I mean by old school is, and you weren't on the show 2 years ago. That was back in the days of Diesel and Rich and...
And no listeners.
Oh, no, we had listeners. We had a different show. The audio sucked. You know, it really did. I mean, in fact, you and I were just listening to like the very first show.
Well, you were listening. I was sleeping.
Almost 300 episodes. Yeah, exactly. Almost 300 episodes ago. And it sucked. But what we did do a lot of back then was instead of, you know, talking about a certain subject, we would just go to the news and talk about that.
Yeah, you know, we didn't just listen to our old episodes. We were listening to other podcasts, too, from other trucking shows. And I can say unequivocally that the rest of them suck. And we're the best.
No, Johnny Acid. Now, we both said they were pretty good. We actually, I got to tell you, truthfully, Johnny's always joking around. And it's really cool that he gets hate mail. But I will tell you, truthfully, we do encourage all you podcasters out there. In fact, I almost kind of feel, Johnny Acid, that we've inspired a lot of new trucking podcasts. If you guys are listening, we got a lot of loyal listeners. We get a lot of mail. And the Facebook page is coming up on 300,000. And it's just, praise God for all of it. It's a blessing to me. But what I would say is, if you're out there looking to start a podcast, go for it. Don't hesitate. You know, your first, in fact, if you go back to Talk CDL's first episode 2 years ago, it's like 240 some episodes or 300, whatever it is. Just go to iTunes and go to the very, very beginning where it says pre-show. And you're going to hear the worst audio and the most nervous panel you ever heard talking about trucking. We didn't even know what to talk about back then, Johnny Acid.
Well, for all you new podders out there, if you really want to boost your ratings, I didn't sign a non-compete clause with Troy, so you can always just pull me onto the show and boost your ratings right from the start if you want to.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys want to woo Johnny Acid away, it doesn't take much to
get him. Troy won't fire me because then his ratings will drop.
Yeah, if you're looking to get Johnny on your show, you know, we rent him out. You know, like kind of like...
Well, I'm not free.
We're kind of like the balloon guy. It's about the same price.
I'm not like the girl at the truck stop, you know.
It's like renting out... It's like having one of those part-time clowns come to your kid's birthday party. That's Johnny Acid. We send him over without the clown outfit on, but we send him to your pod and he kind of...
Just be prepared to write out a big fat check because I'm not the lot lizard.
Yeah, Johnny's a real high-end podcaster. That's right. Because we got so much money on this show. All right, so look, here's what I want to do. Let's go old school today. I just pulled up Live. You know, here's something I've never understood. This site here, is it Live Trucking or is it Live Trucking? I believe it's probably Live Trucking. What do you think, Johnny Acid?
Tomato, tomato. Who cares?
I believe it's tomato.
I think if you say it's Live, I say it's Live.
Well, I believe it is Live Trucking. I believe they're saying you Live Trucking if you're coming. And these are great people. In fact, I always like to plug the good ones. Live Trucking is a great site. I believe they got double or triple. Now, Talk CDL has like 270, almost 280,000 followers on Facebook. This Live Trucking, they got like 700,000.
Wow. Hey, here's a plug for Trucker Dump. Well, I listened to your podcast. It was pretty cool. You know, I think he's doing a good job. Trucker Dump.
Trucker Dump. He's funny.
Like Trucker taking a dump. But it's a good show.
Yeah, really. We may make funny a little bit on this show, but we do encourage. And Trucker Dump, that guy's been around since 2009. He's been around longer than we are. So, you know, absolutely, you guys out there looking for new podcasts, you know, and the ones that are following Talk CDL, we encourage everybody. And I seen a new one called, what was it called? The Trucking Prepper or something like that.
Yeah, the trucking. Prepper. Or
he's
something.
He's got a controversial show out there. We are listening to. We'll just have to let them get a surprise for himself if they want to visit the Trucking Prepper on his podcast.
I think you're going to be responsible for something bad happening to him.
So Johnny Acid, check this out. I just pulled up Live Trucking's page, not their Facebook page, but their website.
Mm.
And the first article. Here's what it says. I mean, and this is what I love. I love just finding articles. We're going to look at the article to see what it really... But I'm just wondering. It says, trucker says he choked on a donut, causing him to lose control and overturn.
That's got to be fake. Truckers don't eat donuts.
Blame it on the donut.
Truckers don't eat donuts.
That's because they're all skinny, right? That's truckers right. Don't eat donuts.
No.
You never see a fat trucker. Have you seen a fat
trucker? It was the jelly donut. It wasn't my fault. Non-preventable.
Now eat it. They're paying for it. What movie was that, huh? Do you remember the movie? Yeah, what is that, pal?
Full Metal Jacket.
It's a jelly donut, sir. And what are we supposed to do? Full Metal Jacket, yeah. You Stanley eat Kubrick. It, they're paying for it.
Yeah, man.
All right, so anyways, 1, 2, 3, 4, I love Marine Corps. Okay, so it says, trucker says he choked on a donut, causing him to lose control and overturn.
Is that non-preventable?
I guess it was the donut's fault. So well, let's read it and see exactly. Yeah. I mean, is there really a lot more to even read? No, I click on it. Is this a life site?
There it goes,
what?
Yeah.
There it goes. Maybe it was my clicker.
He dumped logs all over the place. He's a logger.
Hey, look, he's a logger.
He's going down the road trying to pump down a jelly donut. He's got freaking logs on the back. Really?
Oh, man. What and you know, idiot. And you know if you're a logger, that you can roll like 3 or 4 trucks in a year where they don't fire.
Wait, look, he says he almost blacked out from the donut. Look.
Deputies say that they have no way of proving whether the story is true or whether the drivers just fell asleep. So we'll have to let you guys out there be the judge. Did this driver fall asleep or did a jelly donut get stuck in his throat? Okay, it says a truck driver says he choked on a donut and nearly blacked out, causing him to crash onto a roadside ditch last week. It happened on Friday, October 13th. Ooh, Friday the 13th. At approximately 11 a.m. in Osceola County, Michigan. According to a local Michigan Live report, the semi-truck was traveling on U.S. 131 near Highway 115 when the truck driver reportedly began to choke on a donut he was eating. The driver says he lost control of the semi truck as he began to fade in and out of consciousness. It's supposed to be a comedy.
You shit me.
I'm telling you, it's what it says. Okay. The tractor trailer then went off the left side of the road and overturned in a grassy ditch, spilling its load of logs. Deputies say that they have no way of proving whether the story is true.
Yeah, it was a meth donut.
I wonder if they can like do like some kind of a scope on them to see if there was something jammed down there.
First thing I would do if I was that trucker.
That alcohol and drugs were not. Oh, it says alcohol and drugs were not a factor in the accident. So what time did it say it happened again?
If I was that guy, Sue Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny, you know that's, I mean? You're all about the Sue. Hey,
yeah, why not?
So it happened at 11 o'clock in the morning. I almost have to believe that he was eating a donut. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. It just seems weird. Like, how many truckers are going to be eating donuts down the road? And if there was a crash every time someone was pumping down a donut, the state troopers would be piled up by the side of the road.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking if he's going to fall asleep, it's probably in the wee hours of the morning. 11 o'clock in the afternoon isn't usually falling asleep time unless, you know, you'd have to check to see, was the guy on duty for the last 20 hours? If not, I almost have to believe him.
Can't make that shit up.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we're going to move on to the next article.
Yeah.
You know, unless you had anything else to say about it.
I don't think you could top that one.
Well, I mean, it could have been a cop. I mean, now they're noted for eating donuts. It's true. All you cops out there, you know you like donuts. It's true, Johnny Acid, because they make jokes about it. I seen them on television.
Oh, yeah. When I get the munchies, donuts and ice cream, top of my list, baby.
So you get the munchies, Johnny?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here, listen to this one. Family ride in semi-truck turns into fatal crash. You know what? We're not even going to read that one.
Yeah, nothing funny about that.
Yeah, we ain't going to make jokes about some family getting killed. All right, let's see. People are praising a trucker.
Maybe they all had donuts.
Here, people are praising a trucker who stopped in the middle of the intersection.
I hate these feel-good stories. I like the choking truckers
on
donuts.
Let's read it. It says, that semi-truck driver, thank God for him, said one witness. Ohio residents praised a mystery truck driver after his actions saved a toddler that had wandered. Ooh, this is a good one. Had wandered out into the road. It happened on Monday, October 9th, at the North Betchel
Avenue
and Broadway Street intersection in Springfield, Ohio, which is right in the Dayton area. According to the Smithfield News Sun, Clark County resident Kimberly Heckman was waiting in her vehicle for a tow truck driver when she glanced in the rearview mirror. That's when she saw the toddler in the road. Whose kid was it, Johnny asked. Was it yours?
Who lets their toddler run out in the street?
Well, I that's why I said, is it yours, hey man, Johnny?
Let me tell you something. I've been in North Philadelphia at like 1 o'clock in the morning, And it's not uncommon to see like a 2-year-old standing there in a dirty diaper on the
Yeah, but they also have like a switchblade and you know what I mean? Philly kids are a little right. tough, right?
Yeah, if you're a trucker, man, you're driving through North Philly.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with 2-year-olds they're
like,
in Philly.
Yeah, they're like traffic cones. You just go around them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It says, just luckily I looked in the rear view mirror looking for that tow truck and there was, said Heckman, of the incident. I jumped out of the car. It was 4 lanes of traffic, so I was a little ways down the other side street, and I just took off running, she continued. As she ran down the street, Heckman feared for the life of the child until a truck driver took the situation into his own hands. Yay for the trucker. What do you think? The truck driver saw the situation and managed to stop short of the toddler. So it almost sounds like...
using his truck and trailer as a roadblock. Hold on, didn't we do an episode where you're not supposed to do that because you can get sued?
Yeah, that was the last one. So it says, cutting across the road and using his truck and trailer as a roadblock, preventing other motorists from striking the child. He blocked Broadway off with his truck where the little guy was coming out, Heckman said. He just backed up. I just want to know who the parents are on this so I can yell at them.
He probably got a ticket, too.
I hope they did. He just backed up and just pulled right. Just cuddled him like a cradle, she continued. Police then arrived on the scene and spent approximately 30 minutes searching for the parents. Oh, my gosh. So you get there. The kid's in the middle of the intersection. Half hour later, still no parents.
Yeah, there's the name. 60, don't put the name out there.
Why? It says 60-year-old Starley Lynch, the grandfather of the child, was arrested and now faces child. It's on a public letter. I can read it.
Go ahead.
Hey, Starley Lynch.
Falling asleep.
Now, listen, I'm going to tell you this. This is the truth. I have more respect for elderly people than I do younger because that's the way I am. I've always hung around older people. But I will tell you this. If you have somebody that is not responsible enough to watch the child and be able to manage that. And it could have been, I will defend the grandfather for a second. I'm guessing that's the grandfather, unless he's the dad. Oh, it says grandfather.
Grandfather, yeah.
All right. I'm going to defend the grandfather for a second. Grandfather could have had to go to the bathroom for a second, and that kid could be one of those wild kids and just tore out.
It just said he's asleep. What? He's snoozing on, taking a deuce and he's snoozing?
Oh, so yeah. After allegedly falling asleep while the boy was in his care, allowing the toddler to wander into the street. I don't understand what's going on, Lynch told the judge in Clark County Municipal Court. I've never been in trouble before. Lynch pleaded not guilty before the Clark County Municipal Court and is awaiting pretrial hearing in November 8th. The semi-truck driver, this is always what we get to talk about, the trucker. The semi-truck driver, thank God for him because he closed that road and who knows what would have happened if he hadn't added Heckman. The truck driver then left the scene without giving his information. His identity remains a mystery. That's what I love. I'm telling you, I've got films of truckers that have blocked people by because cops were chasing them and literally put their thumb out the window like a thumbs up to the cop and never stopped to get a pat on the back or nothing. They were just doing their part. That was a good man right there. That was a good truck driver. And you know what? Could have been a female trucker. Does it say it was a guy?
I'm surprised he didn't get a ticket.
You know, I wasn't paying attention. Does it say it was a, it said they didn't, it says he, does it say he? So either way, it was a trucker and whether it was a man or a woman, I wasn't paying attention to the article.
What's the moral of the story? Wrap it up. What is it? Come on.
Watch your damn kids. I'm serious.
Listen, if you're going to snooze, just
lock them in a cage.
Duct tape them.
You do get in trouble for that, though, too. You know, if you put them in like a dog pen and tie them up.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Just put them in a hot car. Lock them in there. Put them in the trunk.
It'll slow them down. They won't run around as much if you put them in a hot car. And that's really not true advice. We would never give that
advice. If you're going to put them in the trunk, remove the glow-in-the-dark handle so they can't get out.
Wow, Johnny Acid. Bad, bad, bad. Bad Johnny Acid. All right.
What's next?
You got just typical stuff here. Which one? This one here? Elderly couple injured after losing control of vehicle and driving under tanker truck. Well...
get a booster seat so you can see over the steering wheel. How about that?
Yeah. Trucker convicted for fatal crash was taking Facebook quiz while driving. I think that might be the one we want to read. Look at this one. Trucker convicted for fatal crash was taking Facebook quiz while driving. Authorities say he was taking a Facebook quiz entitled "What Country in the World Best Fits Your Personality" when the fatal crash occurred. I mean, honestly, that's sad. Truck driver accused of causing a fatal crash while taking a Facebook quiz was convicted on 6 counts by a jury in Michigan. The jury's decision was announced on Friday, October 13th. The initial accident took place back in July of 15 when 41-year-old Kroger truck... Oh, it was a Kroger... It says Kroger truck driver Alpha Omar Diallo, D-I-A-L-L-O, crashed into stop traffic on U.S. 23 in Ann Arbor. Witnesses say Diallo did not slow down before plowing into a Toyota Corolla and a Chevy Impala. The accident killed an 83-year-old woman and seriously injured two others. I'll be honest with you, man. That's sad. You know, honestly, you're sitting at a traffic and all of a sudden 80,000 pounds is coming down to kill you. According to Michigan Live, investigators performed a forensic search of Diallo's cell phone and discovered that he was using Facebook at the time of the crash. Authorities say moments before the fatal crash, Diallo opened a link for Facebook quiz entitled "What Country in the World Best Fits Your Personality?" I wanted to give you some advice, and I mean this sincerely. That cell phone will hang you. If you get into an accident while on that cell phone, you can burn that cell phone and they can still pull records. They can subpoena Facebook. They can subpoena your provider, AT&T, T-Mobile, all that good stuff. And they've done it several times. And they can subpoena them to pull all your records to see exactly what you were doing at that time. Trust me when I say this. That cell phone, put it down while you're driving, Johnny Acid.
Well, I don't know what country suits his personality, but I can tell you which penitentiary does.
Here it says authorities also found evidence of painkillers in Diallo's blood after the accident. It's getting worse, man.
The plot thickens.
Wow, poor kid. I mean, I shouldn't say poor kid. In total, Diallo faced 9 charges, including operating a vehicle while intoxicated, causing death, reckless driving, causing death, moving violation, causing death, and 6 others. At trial, Diallo testified to taking oxycodone the night before the crash after fasting for a Ramadan in order to treat severe pain caused by his sickle cell anemia. He had a doctor's prescription for the painkiller. Okay. You still aren't supposed to be driving a tractor trailer while on narcotics. He told the court that he did not remember using Facebook or taking a quiz at the time of the crash. He also admitted that he was speeding, testifying that his truck cruise control was set at 65 miles an hour through the speed limit on the road was 60 miles per hour for trucks. Diallo says he attempted to pass another truck with the cruise control on and did not notice that traffic was backed up because of construction. I just wanted to get to what his sentence is going to be. He says, "I wish you met me before the accident. I wish I could take this back," he told members of the jury. After a 4-day trial, the jury found Diallo not guilty on 3 driving while intoxicated charges, but found him guilty on 6 other charges, 3 felony reckless driving charges, and 3 misdemeanor moving violations. Diallo is currently free on $25,000 bond. His sentencing date is set for December 6th, and he faces up to 15 years in prison for the accident. There you have it. What do you think of that, Johnny Acid? Give me your breakdown.
That's pretty dismal.
What do you mean?
It's pretty depressing, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
I'll tell you what you shouldn't mix. You shouldn't mix driving a big tractor trailer, oxycodone, and trying to do a Facebook quiz at the same time. Now, either do the oxys and drive, or do the Facebook and drive, but don't try both. You know, it's just not going to work. I mean...
Johnny Acid.
What?
Never mind. Hey, listen, let's do one more article here. Check this out. You ready?
All right.
I got one here. I think
what do you got?
I think you'll like this. Trucking company that owns semi packed with 39 illegal immigrants shut down. All right. So, trucking company that owns semi truck packed with 39 illegal immigrants shut down. The FMCSA said the company's safety rating was so unsatisfactory that it was unfit to remain in business. The company that owned the semi truck involved in smuggling 39 immigrants into the United States earlier this year has been shut down. The out-of-service order was issued by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration on Monday, October 9th. Back in July, a pile transportation trailer was discovered packed in a Walmart parking lot in San Antonio, Texas, with 39 illegal immigrants, 8 of them already dead due to overheating, with outside temperatures reaching 101 degrees and the refrigeration unit on the trailer broken. 20 had to be hospitalized, and 2 of them died while receiving care. Several more are expected to have irreversible brain damage due to the excessive prolonged heat exposure reported. So, anyways, what are your thoughts there? So, you have a trucker working for this pile transportation. He sees a fast dollar. And I'm going to tell you, you want to know where this guy's from? I'm almost positive he's from here in Florida, and he was driving under a suspended license. Pretty sure that's the guy. Let me see here. Let's see if we can scroll down.
Look at the sign. It says, "Keeping it cool since 1950. Like they died of heat exhaustion in the back.
Yeah.
Keeping it cool.
Johnny, you always find humor in everything. All right, so.
Did the guy have a rider policy?
He definitely, I don't know. Honestly, I'm sorry. I'm just reading here. I just wanted to see here. I wasn't able to comment specific citations. Da, 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 da. Yeah, you know, I'm almost positive the driver was a guy under suspension here out of Florida. In fact, that just recently came to.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And I think he was from like Lakeland or something or down that area.
Yeah, the rider policy does not include 39
illegal
immigrants packed into the hot box in the back.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, usually a rider pass, you can only take one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he's got to be legal.
Yeah.
Right. So what do you think, Johnny? You want to wrap this show up? What do you think of that article, buddy? I mean, honestly.
That sucks.
Hey, you know, in all, you know, we make light and try to make, we you know, Talk City has its own twist. Okay. And, but I will say certain things really tick me off. And, you know, that's something, honestly, you know, if you think you're going to traffic people just to make a dollar, you know what I mean? And to have the irresponsibility to, hey, I don't know what the, you know, a few years ago, I'm changing the subject for a second. A few years ago, another one of these incidents happened in Texas where a trailer full of illegal immigrants died. I think that guy just got life in prison. I don't know if he got to where he was supposed to drop them off and there was no money there for him or whatever, and he got mad and left or whatever the case is. I have no idea, but I'm going to tell you something. You should have been like, only a moron wouldn't know if I leave these human beings in this box without the reefer unit running, they're going to die. Seriously. I mean, you got to know that.
Yeah. It's coyote 101. You know, if you're going to sneak people across the border as a coyote, check your reefer. Make sure it works. Do your walk around.
Johnny, I think if you've gotten to the point where you're able to pass a CDL test and handle a tractor trailer, you should have the knowledge that a hot vehicle kills.
Can you imagine calling in? You're like, hey, man, I'm by the side of the road. The reefer shut down. I need help. Yeah, we'll get to it.
Yeah. In my total opinion on this, they can't give this guy enough time in prison. Honestly, you know, he killed 10 people, I think, eight there on the scene by leaving them there, and then two died in the hospital. Everybody else is.
I'd put him in a dry box and close the door in southern Texas.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't have a whole lot to say there because I could just start yelling and cussing and stuff. But you know what? Justice is going to be served, and he's going away for a long, long time. I mean, it's just no doubt. In fact, I bet you just knowing what's going to happen to him sucks. In his own mind, so.
And listen, seriously, if there are any illegal immigrants out there contemplating getting into the back of a so-called reefer, don't do it.
No, don't do it.
Swim.
Unless the reefer has a lot of fuel in it.
Swim.
I'm just kidding. Don't do it. Don't do it. Swim. Yeah, swim. Hike it. Get a tent. You know, Trump, did he build the wall yet?
No.
Okay, so the wall's not there yet. So you got a kind of a free pass right now. You know, you may have a few snipering border patrols, duck a few bullets, and sneak in, go across the Rio. Is it the Rio Grande? Is
that Rio Grande. I call it Grande.
Grande, Rio Grande. The Rio Grande. And, you know, get over here and get a job. Whatever. I mean, I don't know. I'm kidding. We make light of everything. I'm going to tell you something, honestly. We don't get political here on this show. That's not going to happen. Talk CDL will not take sides. We're just not going to get into this political party, that political party, and we are affiliated with one, but we don't go and push it down anybody's throat, and we're not going to do that. So we're not going to make fun of Mexico, and we're not going to make fun of dead people. And I don't even know if this pod's going to even make it, Johnny Acid.
Why not?
It's kind of a I don't know.
Pushing the boundaries,
Johnny. Wrap this show up. Give me some advice.
based on the episode we've had. Okay, listen. If you're going to get into the back of the truck, make sure that the guy, like if you're going to try and get across the border, don't get in the truck if the trucker has a donut in his mouth.
Can you imagine that? You're jumping into a truck, Johnny Acid, and knowing that the guy's got to shut the latch that you can't get out now unless he lets you out.
Right. Well, let's put all the three.
I'd be like, I'm getting in that truck with a Sawzall or something that I would need something that some big damn can opener to where if he don't let me out, I'm able to cut my way out. I'm serious. I wouldn't get in there. Hey, you know they have battery operated freaking skill saws and stuff. I would figure out something to be able to cut that wall with, and I would take it with me on the trip. I'm telling you, I would not get into a lockbox for anybody.
I'd feel safer.
Walking. I'm tell you what. I'm walking up South Padre Island before I jump in the back of a tractor trailer. Not happening, Johnny.
I'd feel safer getting in that box than getting into the truck with the choking donut guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like flip worse? A coin. Where are we going to go with the choking donut guy, or are we going to go with the illegal immigrant?
You know, we should do it. We should have truckers call in and see. We'll do a little survey to see whether you'd feel safer with the choking donut guy or the
illegal transporter.
Yeah. Or the what's the other one? Oh yeah, the oxycodone guy.
Yeah.
With Facebook.
I think I'm going with the choking donut guy.
Really?
Because as soon as I see him blacking out, I'm going to tuck and roll. Yeah. So, all right. Well, we're going to wrap it up, Johnny Acid. Well, I have nothing else to say.
Probably a good idea.
All right, man. Peace. Praise the Lord.
Out.